I'm talking with Larry Johansson. He's the author of Extra Tough, An Alaskan Way of Life. Larry, where are you from?
Well, I originally grew up in Ketchikan, Alaska. But I lived in Juneau since 1990, and my job takes me all around Southeast Alaska, so I'm really at home just about anywhere I go where extra tough foods are found, I think.
What do you do when you're, you know, when you're not out selling your books?
Well, for 25 years, I worked for a small ship company called Cruise West, and unfortunately, that company came to an end rather abruptly in September, and I am currently starting a couple of new businesses and putting more attention into my hobby, which has been photography. And this book I started a year ago, not realizing that it would be my sole source of income at this particular point. But hopefully that'll change soon. But it's been timely that the book release has come out when it has.
And this book is 100% yours, right? Did you do all the pictures and all the writing?
I was responsible for all the writing, most of the pictures that I, from other photographers, are noted in the book as credit given. But I found that the book, as I started writing it and gathering the pictures, is really a collaboration of a lot of people that are in the book. It's the stories and the leads and the information that I got as to where I should investigate next or who I should talk to next came a lot from the subjects and people that I talked to and photographed. So I put my name on it, but I feel like I'm more the orchestra leader rather than the entire band, that the people in the book are responsible for the book as much as being in it as suggesting where to go with the direction of the book. So it does have an all-encompassing celebration of a way of life involving everybody that's in the book.
Yeah, tell me about how the idea for a book developed around the fact that we all wear these boots.
Well, part of it goes back to my work in tourism, and I design programs and teach guides. I'm a certified instructor for interpretive guide training, and one of the things we try to reach is the real story about people. And I noticed there was a lot of books, a lot of emphasis of photography on inanimate objects such as glaciers and things that are pretty, but they don't really describe the people of Alaska, which when people travel, they're interested in learning about culture and learning about how people live and why they live the way they do. And the one thing that came to me was how do I tell that story? And the one ubiquitous unifying footwear that's innocent but defines people in a way that words cannot was the extra tough boot. And I think as I explored the countless angles in which the boot presented itself, became evident that it was a book.
It must have been a pretty good way to approach people with a camera in your hand and say, I'm working on a book about extra tough boots. Can I take your picture? People feel proud about their boots around here, don't they?
Yeah, it was definitely an icebreaker because photography is hard when you're photographing people because, first of all, they kind of look at you like, what are you up to? And I would say, can I take a picture? And they would go, You want a picture of me? And I said, no, not really. I want a picture of your boots. Well, okay then. No problem. And it was disarming and opened the door to the stories, their lives, and really was the genesis of much of the book about the boot was from the people that I photographed.
Are you aware of or are you concerned about the fact that Extra Tufts, the production of Extra Tufts are moving overseas? Have you heard about that, that they're going to be made in China now?
Yes. I was listening to NPR, and I was as shocked as anybody. I had nearly done with the book, and I got permission to use Extra Tuff, but not really too involved with – they're in no way sponsoring the book or any compensation from the company, but – they are interested in my, because I was so involved with people who wear extra tufts, they're asking my impressions of it. And I was aware of the fact that they considered it very important that the booth had the reputation that it did. I frankly told them it was a lot of people were upset, and I kind of pointed to the Coke when they changed the recipe many years ago. It was kind of a disaster, and I said, well, you know, I hope you realize how important that people take these boots, and it would really be sad if my book was a history book about the story that the boot that was, but I think they're really focused on making sure that they don't lose the market. They understand the risk, and it is what it is in these worlds.
Yeah, there's something about the extra tough. You know, I was thinking about some of the pictures that appear in the book. You've got pictures of women in these beautiful dresses, and they have extra toughs on. And I was thinking, you've seen this kind of picture with people wearing cowboy boots. You know, cowboy boot as a fashion statement. The extra tough as a fashion statement. You know, it works, but the boot really is pretty closely identified with working people in Alaska, and for me, it was hard to see it translating into the larger world, like the cowboy boot. It's really kind of our thing.
You know, that's a good way to put it. It's almost like an in-your-face statement when you put on extra tufts. You know, I've heard the expression that there's no such thing as bad weather, only bad gear, bad clothing. And especially when people who are new to the area, they kind of look at the boot and go, you wear those things, they're brown and yellow, and they're large, and they make my feet look big. They come around eventually once they realize that they're in a battle, for comfort, survival, and everybody adopts that headstrong attitude that they can make it up here, and part of that is by the gear you wear, and you kind of lose a little bit of that self-pretentiousness once you get up here, and we're all in the same struggle. I think the boot kind of captures a little bit of that attitude as well.
Larry, there's a line here at your booth, so I will get out of your hair. Are you taking your show on the road anyplace else around the region this year, this holiday season?
Well, Sitka is the last place that I wanted to make sure that I came and bring the story of the boot. I have been to Ketchikan, Petersburg, and I was in Seattle at a boat show for 3 days, and I found that my market is really not Seattle, it's really Southeast Alaska. So I think I'm going to put the travel show to rest, and people who are interested in any further developments in extra tough should visit the website, which is rowdydogimages.com, and that'll be the center of any new projects. I am working on a couple more books that kind of run along the same type themes, but too early to disclose what those might be, but it should be interesting as well.
I was going to ask you if you were going to tip your cards and tell us what you were working on next, but I guess we'll just have to find out.
Yep, all in good time.
All right. Well, thanks, Larry, for taking the time.
Thanks for coming down.
Larry Johansson is the author of Extra Tough, An Alaskan Way of Life. You can find out more about the book at rowdydogimages.com.